Everybody, hope everybody had a good Memorial Weekend. This is review week, then y'all have yet another chance to get rid of me. I missed one week, I missed last week. I know what y'all had talked about, and Kevin talked to me a little bit about the direction he took it. So I am at least partially informed of last week, but we've been through, this section has taken us, and I think y'all talked a little bit about Solomon's demise and the once again splitting of the kingdom. And then we started off, if y'all remember, at the very beginning, we started off with David coming into the king role, and how that the Israel was divided at that time, and I believe it was 7 years between the time that Israel was divided and David was king over Judah to when he brought the kingdom together, and then came Solomon. But we talked a lot. I mean, this was a, and I'm going to open it up to questions earlier than I usually do. I know I usually talk a lot, so I'm going to give y'all a chance to talk since it's review week. But just some of the stuff we talked about. I know we got to see some highs and lows from both sides. We talked about David in his heart coming into the throne, not taking it upon himself to overthrow Saul, but to put it in God's hands and let God bring upon his timing and the patience that took. And then we saw David slip, where he should have been out leading his people into battle, as was, it was customary of the time, but the implication is that he's definitely passing off some of his kingly duties. And what that leads into is the story with Bathsheba, and then the loss of that offspring. And then we have the second child of Bathsheba, which is Solomon. And so through David's time, we kind of have these ups and downs. If you remember, David's son tries to overthrow him, the tug on the heartstrings that was, and then the counsel that he got to bring his own son back, and that's the son that ultimately aims to overthrow him. And then we go into kind of the Solomon story, and you see the passing of the torch and David's speech to Solomon once he's passing that, is to follow God in all your ways. And we see Solomon's dream, and where he asked God for wisdom, and that was granted to him in abundance. And we saw an early shift, earlier than we may have realized, but an early shift in Solomon kind of stepping away from where God was hoping that he would go. At the early parts, you see he starts to collect all these riches. He starts to go against all these things that were written years and years prior that a king should not do. He starts to fall into these things, collecting great wealth. You even see him spend almost twice as long building his own house as he did for God. So you see the subtle shift in who Solomon is allowing to rule over. We talked a little bit about I'm not sure if I want to call it regret, but in Solomon's prayer, we see similar language to the fall. When Satan tempts people, he says, well, your eyes will be opened. You'll be more like God. And so in Solomon's prayer, and we see that it's granted and granted in abundance, We see the language of he wants wisdom to be able to decipher right from wrong so that he can lead God's people, and that pleased God. But what came upon him in all this wisdom, it talks about how he knew things that nobody else knew. He was aware, and you see that through Proverbs, and you see some of his writings, and you see that he was just thinking about things in a different space, and how that began to crush him. And we see that, and it's hopefully a mindfulness towards our prayers and what we're asking for, because sometimes it's we ask for things that we aren't wholeheartedly ready for. I've asked, I don't know, this was probably a year ago, for one of the guys at our office calls weekly and asks what he can pray for me about. And I am sure he does that throughout the week because that's the kind of person he is. And who's heard the phrase, don't pray for patience? Probably most of us. Because typically when you ask God to work some of those rough edges out on you, it's not always a pleasant experience. And so I think Solomon gets into this experience that he was blessed beyond what he could have imagined, knew things past what he was hoping that he would know. And then you see him kind of give him the old pat on the back. And I think the people that I listen to put it very well. I mean, you have a young man who's put into this kingship and everybody's looking after him. And he's got the wisdom and the know-how to do all these great things. And when all these great things start happening, how hard it is not to do this to yourself. 'Cause in the eyes of all the kingdoms around him, man, at this point in time, Israel's got it figured out. And I think that is a